This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, the Transportation Security Administration announced this week that it will allow small pocket knives and certain sports equipment back on planes for the first time since the 9/11 attacks. And flight attendants are not happy about it. Marketplace's Chrissy Clark reports.
When I called the Association of Flight Attendants, the receptionist asked me, this is about the whole snakes on a plane thing, right?
I have had it with these monkey-fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane!
That's the G-rated version of the movie. Of course, snakes still aren't really allowed in plane cabins. And flight attendants are okay with the wiffle ball bats, says Association President Vita Shook. But allowing knives, even ones less than 6 centimeters long?
Bad idea. It could do some serious damage on the airplane, and it's not like there's this outcry to bring knives on board.
The TSA declined an interview, but issued a statement saying the new rules allow them to, quote, better focus their efforts on finding higher threat items, such as explosives.
You can't protect against everything.
Doug Laird is an airport security consultant.
I would much rather see the TSA trying to find the components of IEDs than worrying about looking for a Swiss Army knife.
Still, flight attendants are taking their case to Capitol Hill, and federal air marshal groups have echoed their concerns. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.